Welcome to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast with your host, Audrey McLaughlin.
Hey, friends, and welcome to episode 014 of the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Audrey. Well, today we're going to talk about what if the energy work, the body work, the nutrition work, all the things you're doing for your horse aren't working. What could be a singular root cause? And I'll be the first one to tell you that often root causes don't come in singular fashion, just like roots of a tree. There are many roots that give you the outside appearance of the tree, rooted in nutrition and energy and mineral balance and all sorts of things. But there's one thing that you can check first, particularly if you're having trouble with energy work, with yes or no answers, and that is polarity. So we're going to talk a little bit about why polarities need to be balanced, and then I'm going to give you, let's see, one, two, three, four, maybe five ways to correct polarity and some information on sort of when you should do it and when it might not be what you're looking for. Okay, so let's dive in. So what is polarity? When humans or horses are walking on the earth, our heads are magnetically north. Well, let's start with humans. Our heads are magnetically north and our feet are on the earth, which is magnetically south. The top of the earth is magnetically north, right? So our magnetically south feet are on top of the earth, which is magnetically north. And just like attracts like, right? The north and south ends of a magnet, they flow energy between them, just like a battery, right? So it's the same for horses. When all four hooves are on the ground, their feet are magnetically south and their pole, as well as their spine, is magnetically north, right? So when someone has lost polarity, it means that there is no tension between these opposite poles. It means that the energy between your feet and your head and the horse, between the feet and the back or the spine or the feet and the poles, the brain, are stuck. There's no flow of energy. It's just like a battery, a positive and a negative charge, a north pole and a south pole, right? When we think in terms of energy medicine, we can lose polarity in our whole body. We can lose polarity in a meridian, in a chakra, really in any energy system. You can also lose energy in specific organs or muscles. And the same thing happens for your horses. Now, in humans, it's often things like cell phones and microwaves and computers and iPads and televisions and high tension wires and magnets and traveling in a car. There's lots of different sources of this. For horses, it tends to not be all of those things, but it can be, especially high tension wires. I see it most often when horses are put in a trailer and trailered somewhere. So I find that this is an important exercise to do to improve their proprioception or sort of their sense of self-movement and body position. Okay, so when you're noticing these kind of issues in your horse, they're not understanding quite where they're putting their feet, your energy work isn't working, your body work isn't working, you're not getting the release that you would like, or your energy worker isn't getting the release that you like, then I would suggest using a polarity balancing technique in order to remedy that problem, and then going back to whatever it was you were trying to work for. Now, there's a couple different ways that you can test for polarity. You can test it. Generally, I would test yes or no, but the interesting thing is when your polarity is off, it can skew those type of yes-no energetic check-ins. It's a fairly safe assumption that you can check polarity or reset polarity anytime you go to ride your horse or work with your horse, or anytime you put your horse in a trailer or take your horse back out of the trailer to compete. I think that doing this polarity work is really, really important. The fifth way I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you five different ways to do polarity, to adjust polarity, to restore, that's a good word, to restore polarity. And the last way is the quickest, easiest way. It's the way that I use most often. And it's really a very simple way that you can use anytime you want. All right. The first way to correct lost polarity or restore polarity is to use a stainless steel spoon. Sounds crazy, right? But a stainless steel spoon with enough iron in the steel to attract a magnet. And you're simply going to take it and rub it on the frog on the bottom of each of the horse's 4 feet. Okay. It's not a super easy way, but it is very, very effective. And that's the way I list it first. In my human practice, I used to keep a cup on my desk full of spoons, and I would send everybody home with a spoon so that they could do the polarity sweeps on themselves every single day as part of their morning energetic hygiene. I do recommend, and I do give them to my horse clients. Like I said, it's not the easiest way, but it is the most effective way. So especially if you have been getting body work and you have meridians out of balance, it's a quick way to balance meridians when you don't have anything else available. Now, the cool thing is in the horse world, there are lots of tools laying around always that are have enough iron in them to attract a magnet. So don't hesitate to use something other than a spoon. Now, the second way you can do it is using a mineral called selenite or satin spar. I have a bit of a geology background, and so I get a little particular. Most of what you are sold on the market as selenite is kind of a chalky color. It's got the little horizontal or vertical spindles in it. That's actually something called satin spar, but it works really well whether you use satin spar or actual selenite. You're going to need a wand that's at least 6 inches long and 1 inch in diameter. And so you can just rub it in the body field. What I mean by rubbing it in the body field is just hovering it around the body all over from the nose all the way down to the back of the hind feet. And you rub it all over, just hovering off of the body a few inches. Selenite's also really good for specific pain. If you have pain in a specific muscle or organ, you can use selenite over the horse's body to start that energy moving again and help that pain to subside. Roughly a 6 inch piece of selenite is something that I recommend having in your toolkit for your energy work for your horse. The third way is with an actual magnet. Now, this used to be the method that I used most often. I stopped doing it because magnets have both a north and a south side. So you have to be cautious to ensure that you're using the correct side of the magnet. And it just takes a lot more time to stop and figure out, okay, is this the north side? Is this the south side? And remembering to switch it. Sort of a different way you can do that is by using a donut-shaped magnet and spinning it all around in the energetic field of the body or over a muscle or an organ. You could do it over a chakra, over a specific acupressure point or a specific meridian, and it can restore polarity in that area. It's probably the most complicated method to use. Again, unless you get the donut shaped magnet. The other precaution is, and computers don't have hard drives in the same way that they used to, but, you do have to use caution with magnets around this strong of a magnet around certain types of electronic devices and all of your credit and debit cards and all of those things. So it's not the most convenient method, but if you just have a magnet you can stick inside your barn and use it on your own horse and you don't have to carry it around places, it might be the method for you. Now, you know, I'm a fan of methods that don't require any tools at all. So option four is just using your hands. Now, there's lots of different ways that you can break down polarity in the hand. There's the North Pole and South Pole way, where each finger has a different polarity. For this option, I would say that the tops of the hands, the backs of the hand, is the north side, and the palm of your hand is the south side. So This method is really best for a specific pain area. So say your horse had pain in the psoas or was spasmed in the psoas, you could flip the polarity in that area by flipping your hands back and forth over that area. So palm side down, back of the hand down, palm side down, back of the hand down, palm side down, back of the hand down, over and over and over again. And it will correct the lost polarity in that area. It's really a lot of work to do it for the entire energy field. So I suggest using this method only for specific large areas that might need the polarity reset. Now, the last method is the one that I use by far most often. Insider tip, I use it before I like to start any body work session, any energy work session on the horses that I work with one-on-one. I also use it on myself, right? Because if my polarity is not balanced, I can't effectively deliver energy work and body work. And it's also what I recommend for all of my clients to do. I teach my clients how to do it so that they can do it on their horses anytime they're trailering, competing, any of those things. This is a really great technique. So all you do for your horse is take your pointer finger and middle finger. So you have a north finger and a south finger, pointer finger and middle finger, and start over their right eye and go to their left eye. You're not making a circle, you're just making a straight line from the right eye to the left eye, from the right eye to the left. So if you're facing the horse, you're going from your left to your right, but it's the horse's right to the horse's left, okay? And you just do that 3 to 5 times before you do anything else to that horse, okay? Before you ride them, before you work them, before you lunge them, before you load them in the trailer, right after you unload them in the trailer, before you get in the arena, before you mount, all of those things, this is something that you can do. Now, do you have to do it 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a day? Generally not, unless you're like hopping from barrel race to barrel race, for example, or event to event. But when you first start working with them in the day, it's a great time to do their polarity. Also, do it on yourself. So you do the same thing, your pointer finger and middle finger from your right eyebrow to your left eyebrow 5 times. Again, not making a circle, just a straight line. And it's actually just above your eyebrow. You're not like rubbing your eyebrow the wrong way. That would make me crazy. So it's a really great way to do that. Now, here's an insider tip. If your horse is fidgety, if your horse won't pay attention to you, if your horse isn't really allowing you to do the polarity sweep, then that is a sign that they probably have some emotions to release. So go back, listen to episode 10 on releasing emotions for your horse and check in and see, are there any emotions to be released? Okay. All right. Now, the last tip here is it's difficult to put people out of balance and to put horses out of balance with polarity when you're doing it on purpose. However, there is a couple of ways you can do it. You can use the wrong side of the magnet, okay? The other way is if you're doing the last method, method 5, where you're running your pointer finger from the right to the left, if you go from the backwards, the other direction, then you can put yourself and your horse out of balance, whether you're doing it on you or your horse. So I hope that you find this interesting. If you haven't listened to Emotion Releasing Emotions episode 10, I highly recommend you go listen to that one. Also, episode 13, I didn't give it a very exciting title, but working the bladder meridian is the one meridian that you can work that touches all the organ systems in the horse. So I suggest listening to that one too. Next week, we're going to talk about nutrition for arthritis and lameness because I had some questions come in on that. And then I had an Ask Audrey question. So I'm going to work that into episode 15. And that is on a rescued horse that is giving, won't let anyone in the enclosure with them. So we're going to work, give you some energy tools to work with that animal. So as always, I hope you have a magical rest of your week. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast. Ratings and reviews are always appreciated. We'll catch you in the next episode.